Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said to myself, "Come now, I will test you with pleasure, so enjoy yourself." And behold, it too was futility. I said of laughter, "It is senseless," and of pleasure, "What does this accomplish?" I enlarged my works. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself, and I planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I also amassed for myself silver and gold, and the treasure of kings and provinces. Then I became great and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me. All that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not restrain my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. So I considered all my activities which my hands had done, and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all was futility and striving after wind, and there was no benefit under the sun. So I turned to consider wisdom, insanity, and foolishness. For what will the man do who will come after the king, except what has already been done? Then I saw that wisdom surpasses foolishness, as light surpasses darkness. The wise person's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And yet I know that one and the same fate happens to both of them. Then I said to myself, "As is the fate of the fool, it will also happen to me. Why then have I been extremely wise?" So I said to myself, "This too is futility. For there is no lasting remembrance of the wise along with the fool, since in the coming days everything will soon be forgotten. And how the wise and the fool alike die." So I hated life, for the work which had been done under the sun was unhappy to me, because everything is futility and striving after wind. So I hated all the fruit of my labor, for which I had labored under the sun, because I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be wise or a fool. Yet he will have control over all the fruit of my labor, for which I have labored by acting wisely under the sun. This too is futility. Therefore, I completely despaired over all the fruit of my labor, for which I had labored under the sun. When there is a person who has labored with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then gives his legacy to one who has not labored for it, this too is futility, and a great evil. For what does a person get in all his labor and in his striving with which he labors under the sun? Because all his days his activity is painful and irritating. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This, too, is futility.
King Solomon is traditionally considered the author of Ecclesiastes. According to Scripture, he was the wisest man who ever lived and had wealth beyond imagination. What's more, he was blessed with the privilege of building God's temple. So we might expect that he'd have been content. In searching for that deep fulfillment, Solomon explored all kinds of things. Ecclesiastes tells us that he indulged in the pleasures of the world, even dabbling in pursuits he knew were folly. But the satisfaction Solomon sought evaded him, so he tried another avenue. He undertook great projects, such as building houses, gardens and parks, and an extensive irrigation project. But in the end, he concluded it was all without meaning. The story has a familiar ring, doesn't it? Our culture pursues pleasure and does not accept limits on its passions. Solomon had the wisdom and resources to accomplish whatever he chose to do. Yet the goals he pursued brought no lasting satisfaction. He concluded that the best course was to obey God. True enjoyment comes when we align ourselves with His will, which begins with receiving His gift of forgiveness through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Any other way is meaningless.